Well, I tell you what, you want to talk about hotter than a $2 pistol. With me today is Edwin Evers. And, Edwin, you just won Lake Norman. You got to be happy as a clam.
I am. I don't know about hotter than a $2 pistol, but I'm pretty damn happy.
Well, let's talk about the Norman event. You know, tough bite. You know, there were some big sacks caught in that tournament, but general rule of thumb, 8 to 12 pounds was a big sack, and you just kind of kept that consistent pattern going and caught fish every day.
I did. I was real fortunate, and, you know, I was really frustrated, you know, after my practice period because I didn't feel like I was on really anything. And as it turned out, that wasn't a lake where you had a stretch of stage and fish moving up. You know, it was a lake where you covered water and you kind of caught resident fish is how I felt. You know, I was catching lots of fish in practice, but I just, you know, I wanted to find a spot and, you know, an area where I could catch 3 and 4 pounders, and I never did find that.
Well, you know, consistency is a virtue, and I know over the years, in particular, the last 3 or 4, you know, the consistency mode is what Edwin Evers has been in, and it just seems like just about every tournament that, you know, even if you don't finish as high as you'd like to, you're still up there and doing a good job.
Well, I just, you know, I've kind of, first couple of years has been a real big learning curve for me, and I did a lot of idiotic things and, you know, thought I had to always catch 4 and 5 pounders, and, you know, I've kind of evolved or just cut my teeth or learn what it takes to be consistent and you know when to swing for the fences and when to catch what you can catch, and you know I'm just learning. You know, I learn every day out there on the water.
Well, you know, as an angler that's doing well right now, and you think about the days you had, you know, you didn't ever have that giant bag, but you had great consistent days, always catching that good bag of fish each day, and that's what it takes to win tournaments, isn't it?
It is. That's, you know, as that one can tell you, that definitely does.
Well, let's look back at the event now. You know, talk a little bit about bait selection and what you saw when you went there. Of course, you said you were catching, you know, a lot of small fish and felt like maybe you weren't on anything, but then you kind of changed up during the tournament, it looks like, and maybe did well there.
Well, you know, I started each morning of the tournament. I could catch some fish cranking and, you know, just a shad rat style bait and, you know, just cranking shallow clay points, you know, and I had one in particular that I was able to catch multiple fish off of. Basically, I caught my entire stringer the first day, and each day after that, I was able to catch one or two fish. You know, they'd be all Kentuckys, and a lot of times I'd end up calling them out by the end of the day, but it's a good place to start and get going. Then as the sun got up over the horizon, and it was really pretty calm the last 2 days for sure, you know, that really helped the flipping bite. You know, if you're flipping docks, you kind of want it calm, and, you know, you really want the shade to really dictate to where those fish are going to be, and that's what I was focusing on, was docks and looking for the shady areas, you know, just flipping a small jig and light line.
I guess I got to go into it. You've kind of led me that way, is the fact that that last fish of the day on the last day, probably pretty good fish helped you along a little bit.
That fish won the tournament for me. There's no doubt. I mean, no doubt at all. It was one of the miracles. When it's meant to happen, it happens, and that fish will tell you right then and there, because, I mean, I was literally down to seconds, you know, to when I needed to leave, and I cut it way closer than I would ever have cut it, and it came on my absolute last cast. I've had many people ask me, did you really catch it on your last cast? I'm like, I'm telling you, I caught that on my last cast. There was no time to even think about making another flip.
Well, you had about 4 or 5 docks. You saw that you wanted to fish in addition to it, but just ran out of time, really.
Oh, yeah, big time. And I told my camera guy, you know, I told him, I said, I'm going to fish one more dock. And then I ended up, instead of fishing the whole docks, I ended up fishing 3 more, but I'd duck down and troll motor on high underneath the walkway and basically made 2 flips on each dock just on the back poles for 3 docks. And you know, I could fish them in a matter of seconds, you know, going that fast and just making those key presentations and not going all the way around the dock. And on that last dock there, I just made a flip up towards it as I was turning my boat out to go out to the middle of the body of water to put it on plane, and that's when that big fish bit and put her in a live well and took off.
Well, you know, Jason Quinn, of course, probably hates that fish and is probably hunting it down this moment, but he had four fish, and he ended up getting beat by just a very, you know, very few ounces.
Yeah.
And that one last fish, holy cow, you got to think at going into the weigh-in, well, maybe I'm going to do okay, but then you catch that 3-pounder at the end of the day, and you think, hey, I might win this thing.
Well, yeah, I did. I knew I needed to have one good bite, and you know, when I got that bite, I did think that I had a chance. And you know, I told my camera guy, I said, we got to go now. You know, I do have a good chance of winning this thing. And you know, I'm just real fortunate and blessed and happy. But in the same sense, you know, I'm not celebrating or resting on my laurels. You know, we got a tournament next week on Table Rock, and I have a real good chance to win Angler of the Year. And you know, I'm not really dwelling on this. You know, I'll sit back and I'll celebrate or dwell on it once next week's over.
Well, you know, I guess we got to go down that path. The angle of the year thing is so vital. You know, the pros look at that thing as probably the hardest thing to win. And you know, you came from a tournament at Toho where you didn't do very well to get right back in the hunt now, third overall in angle of the year for BASS.
That's a dream of mine. You know, that's what I think about every day on the water, and you know, that's been my ultimate goal since I started this. You know, that, and, you know, of course, winning the Classic, but, you know, for me, I put a lot more weight on angle of the year because it's a series of events to get that award. You know, it's not just a one tournament deal, and I want that more than anything. I can taste it.
Well, you know, when you get this close, you got to feel really good. Last term of the year, going in with a shot at it, and Marty Stone, of course, is leading that thing, and by a very, you know, small margin, 29 points, I think separates the top four or five. And you look at this thing, and you think, man, I can win this whole deal. This is angler of the year, man. This is something that goes down forever. It doesn't go away.
Yeah, I understand completely what you're saying. It's going through my mind all the time.
Well, I'm going to give Illinois a plug here. You know, you hear this slow talking guy from Oklahoma, but you're an Illinois guy, man. I got to get that plug in. You know, I'm an Illinois guy, so I'm wanting to get those.
I lived up there for 2 years, and I have some great friends up there, but I don't claim it too much. It's awful cold, and the water freezes in the wintertime, and, you know, I met some great people up there, but, man, it was cold. I had to move back south as soon as I could.
Well, I don't blame you a bit. You know, living up here, you know, the ice is now gone. We're starting to think about fishing, but you're fishing year-round down there in Oklahoma and doing the things that you do, plus on the bass tour. You got to be really excited now, this last event. Now you're going to go up and you're going to really try to whack them there at Table Rock.
You know, that's a great lake, and I've fished, I don't know, quite a few tournaments there, BASS events, and, you know, that can hurt you and that can help you, but I'm excited and I'm ready to go. I wish it, you know, I said this at Norman, you know, I'm ready. We can drive there right now and we can just start it right now if you guys want to, but, you know, nobody wanted to.
Well, you know, let's talk about it a little bit. I mean, we got a little bit of time. Let's talk about what do you think it's going to take to win, number one, and then the second thing is what kind of bait selection you think most guys will be throwing?
Well, I think to win, you're going to need 17 to 19 pounds a day over 4 days. You know, a crankbait and a jerkbait's going to be big. You know, there's going to be some jig fish caught. Could be some grub or some tube fish caught also in there. You know, the thing about Table Rock is you can do really well on three different species of fish. You know, you've got some really big smallmouth in there. You got, you know, the largemouth have made a big comeback since that virus of a few years ago, and the spotted bass are just absolutely huge. You know, you can catch some 4-pound spots in there regularly, and you know, it's just a neat lake that you can fish for all three of those species and do really well with them.
Well, you know, I've got my Bass Pro Shops catalog, and there's a guy in there that I know. Man, you're everywhere in this thing, and now Nitro Boats, of course, Tracker Marine, they've been good to you as well.
Well, and that's another thing I'm real excited about, you know, because they are no doubt my number one sponsor, and I've been with them since the very beginning. And with the event being there at Table Rock, it'll be right there in my sponsor's back door, and they're all going to be at the weigh-ins. And, you know, I'd love nothing more to win it to the, you know, for the people that have been with me since the beginning.
Well, you look at that thing. I mean, sponsors are vital right now. You know, people that are sponsoring anglers, you know, people don't really recognize the fact that this is a very costly sport, and you got to be real happy with having them on board.
I couldn't ask for two better sponsors in the world. I mean, as far as Nitro and Bass Pro Shops, I feel very lucky and fortunate to have those guys, and I thank the world of them. And, you know, along with them, you know, I've picked up, you know, we talked earlier in the year about Lance Campers, and, you know, that's the neatest deal I've ever had is that Lance Camper of mine. I'd be lost without it. That camper is the neatest thing ever. I mean, it has my everything in it. You know, it's a real peace of mind when I go to put that on my truck. I know that I haven't forgot anything.
Well, Edwin, as usual, you know, it seems like I'm talking to you a lot, and there's a reason for that, because you just keep winning, keep doing well. And one more event, Angler of the Year, is writing on the horizon. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you, and I hope we talk many more times in the future.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.